What kinds of animals were used to be used besides horses to pull heavy loads?
Oxen.
If you had two of these, two hitched together would be a
yoke of ox.
Four harnessed together would be
two yokes.
If you had a cow by the name of Daisy and she was expecting a calf, you say Daisy is going to
have a calf.
A little one, when it's first born, is called a
baby calf.
A female is called a, when it's a firstborn and it's a female, it's called a what?
Heifer.
Is there a difference between what a little male and a little female is called?
Yeah, a bull calf and a heifer calf.
Riding animals are called
horses.
A female is called a
mare.
And a male is called a
horse.
Did you know a long time ago, probably not now, but maybe still now up here, was there a certain word that you would use for male animals that a woman wouldn't use, or that a woman would call something different?
I don't know.
You don't remember anything like that? Everyone around here likes to what horses? You get on them and
ride horses.
Last year, he blank his every morning.
I didn't understand.
Last year, he what it every morning?
Rode it every morning.
Yeah. If he couldn't stay on, he would say, I fell.
Oh.
Say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I must have
fell off the bed.
What are the things you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Horseshoes.
And what is the part of the horse's foot that you put the shoe onto?
Hoof.
And if a horse has
four feet.
Or four.
Four hoofs.
What is the game called that you play with horseshoes? Did you call it anything special?
Don't touch nothing, Jane.
Say it again.
The game that you play with horseshoes?
Oh, pitching horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. A male sheep is called a
ram.
A female sheep?
Yo, I think.
And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
What is the male hog called?
Boar.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what do you have to do to him?
Castrate him.
What do you call a male hog that this has been done to?
A bar.
Nobody else has been able to answer that one either.
Huh?
Nobody else has answered that question either. That's why I love it when somebody answers, knows what they're talking about.